Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to discuss this week's Pella City Council meeting. A lot of infrastructure, especially as it relates to wastewater, that was discussed at this week's City Council meeting. The first item on the agenda and one of the items that will be moving forward, a project that's hopefully getting done soon, has to do with lift stations. First of all, let our listeners know what those are and why it was important to get this contract set, even though it came in well above engineers' estimates.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs with you. And as you said last night, we did approve a contract for improvements to and repairs to the city's three lift stations that we have. And to get the listeners up to speed, these lift stations are generally located on the eastern and northeastern portions of town, and they're an integral function to our collection system. And ultimately, what they assist in is they ultimately assist in pumping waste down to our wastewater treatment plant that's located south of town. So we're taking waste from the northeast portion of our community and forcefully moving it down to our collection system, wastewater treatment plant south of town. So these lift stations are an integral part of the city's collection system. And the issue at hand, Andrew, is we have some hardware issues with both of the lift stations that we really need to replace, and really more of a timely issue on it. And these repairs need to take place this year before we have a failure out of the lift station. So we sought bids for improvements and really improvements to the lift station or repairs to the hardware at the lift stations last night. And what the City Council approved was a contract with Synergy Contracting for $63,000 for these improvements. And as you stated, the engineer's estimate for the work was $45,000. It came in over budget. And more the issue is just the time of this. And from our standpoint, it's better to be on the safe side with this. We had two choices, whether to reject bids and try to lump this in with a larger project. The key thing with the larger projects on the wastewater side of that could be 6 to 12 months down the road. And so it was thought that when you look at this, and potentially anytime you're dealing with hardware issues at lift stations, we made a decision that we needed to move forward with the repairs. And with approving the contract last night with Synergy Contracting for $63,000, we're hoping to have these repairs done by October of this year, and it's an acceptable time frame for the city.
On the topic of sewers, a project that will be a little further down the line, but maybe one that's a bit more significant in terms of visual and impact on travel, has to do with proposed improvements to West 3rd Street and the sewer lines there. Talk about that project, where it's at with this engineering services agreement, and kind of the rough timeline the city's starting to kind of forecast out depending on the speed of the engineer and kind of the development of the project.
As you stated last night, we did approve a contract with Fox Engineering. The contract was just shy of $100,000, and it was for engineering services for the proposed new sanitary sewer and some storm sewer on West 3rd Street between Liberty and Union Street. And what we're going to be installing is a new sanitary sewer. We're going to be upsizing the main on the sanitary sewer, and we're also going to be installing storm sewer in the stretch of street. And with the contract that we have, is hopefully we'll be able to, with the council approval last night, is to make an acceleration on the design services for this and actually this project. If we get interest in available contractors, there's a possibility that we could start construction on this project by this fall and hopefully have it done before winter comes, but most likely it'll be done or perform the construction on the project by spring of 2020. But overall, the engineering for the project was just shy of $100,000. Overall for the project, we expect it to be somewhere in the $400,000 to $450,000 range when you look at construction and engineering on the project as well.
Coming up is the end of the fiscal year. It's the middle of the year for people who aren't familiar in terms of June 30th to July 1st. And when you do that, oftentimes one of your biggest expenses is staff and personnel. And you went through some salary changes. You went through some personnel handbook changes, things like that, all in policy and planning. So formal action to be taken, but a lot of discussion centering around the city's employees and their annual salary increase and other benefits.
Yeah. Last night, Andrew, and as you said, the city's fiscal year is currently winding down. We're on a June 30th fiscal year. The new fiscal year will be starting for us on July 1st, and that will be fiscal year 2020. And now on an annual basis, the City Council considers wage scale adjustments for the city's workforce. And really the point of this is by looking at wage scale adjustments for the city's employees, what the hope is that we'll stay competitive in the market. And last night during policy and planning, what we discussed was the proposed wage scale adjustment of 2.5% for the city's workforce. It's very important for the listeners to understand that recently we've looked at and we've done a wage scale analysis. We hired Condry and Associates to do this. This was back in 2018. And they looked at both internal and external equity issues for the city, and as well as city job classifications. And so we got that study and analysis completed, accepted by the city council. But one of their recommendations was to keep the scale current, is to consider wage scale adjustments on an annual basis, and also that we be tied to the employment cost index. And one of the reason why they recommended the employment cost index as traditional CPI is because the employment cost index is more closely measured to wage increases in the marketplace. The goal of the wage increase is to keep the city competitive and keep the scale competitive so we can continue to attract and retain quality employees for the city of Pella. What was discussed last night in the employment cost index from March of 2018 to March of 2019, which is the last 12 months available data that we had, that index moved by 2.5%. And what council gave approval last night was informally a 2.5% wage increase for city employees that will be considered at our next council meeting. So that'll be on June 18th. But overall, with the wage increase, the cost to the city of Pella with everything is about $133,000. But once again, it's tied to an index that was previously approved as far as a compensation study with Condrey and Associates on it. So the idea is to keep the scale current on that, and ultimately with the ultimate goal of being able to retain and attract quality employees for the city of Pella.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.